This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Like many people getting out of town before vacation, the president left an unpleasant task, facing the press, to the last minute. And that included talking about NSA leaker Edward Snowden.
We have to strike the right balance between protecting our security and preserving our freedoms. And as part of this rebalancing, I called for a review of our surveillance programs.
Well, rebalancing is something governments and companies all over the world are doing. The NSA itself is firing most of its systems administrators. Call it the Snowden effect. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
It's not just the NSA that's downsizing as a result of the Snowden effect. Take, for example, Silent Circle, a private encryption company. Phil Zimmerman is the co-founder.
We encrypt the text messages. We encrypt the phone calls. If you need to whisper in someone's ear from 1,000 miles away, we can help you with that.
Zimmerman says that when it comes to email encryption, he no longer feels comfortable offering the same privacy guarantees that he did before the government surveillance program, PRISM. So the company shut down that service. So did another encryption company, LavaBit.
They said, we aren't willing to do something, but we can't tell you what it is we weren't willing to do. And there's these gag orders that these companies are under.
Daniel Castro is with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. It just released a study that said the U.S. cloud computing industry could lose up to $35 billion as a result of the NSA surveillance programs like PRISM.
Over the past few years, there's been a lot of concern in a number of countries about the U.S. dominance in this industry.
Even before Snowden's big reveal, foreign companies were pushing for a larger share of the data storage business, which is expected to reach $207 billion by 2016. Now those foreign companies have an effective new marketing slogan, "We won't spy on you." But the U.S. has bigger problems.
We've seen a German Minister of Justice call for an outright ban on U.S. companies providing data-related services.
Executives from Apple, Google, AT&T, and members from civil liberties groups all voiced their concerns personally with President Obama in a hush-hush meeting yesterday. In his speech today, he said government will take steps to increase oversight and transparency in all government surveillance programs. But he didn't say anything about doing any less of that surveillance. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.